Here in Rome yesterday evening, the second Van Tuan Prize and Van Tuan Solidarity and Development Prize was awarded. Named in honor of the late Vietnamese Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Phan Thuan, who spent years in a Vietnamese prison on account of his faithfulness to the gospel, the prizes are awarded to people who have distinguished themselves in the promotion and defense of human rights. Among the four organizations receiving the Van Tuan Solidarity and Development Award for 2009 was the Skills Development Center for the Blind in Pakred, Thailand. The director of the center, Salesian Father Carlo Villardo, spoke with Philippa Hitchin about their training program for young blind men.
I'm sure, until now, that every blind person has his own abilities. So to find out what kind of abilities were there and how we could enhance those abilities with skills. That was the thing we found. Then we tried several things with the only goal of putting them on mainstream society. It's a job as employees so that somebody would regain his own life without being there begging and so on. And we tried many things. But at long last, we just focused on one trade or one job, if you like, that is meaningful, dignified, and also gainful. And that was Thai traditional massage. That is the main thing that we teach now. The statistic that we have is 98% capacity of job that can be found. The outcome is quite good. We are very requested, very much requested on the job market because the skills are really good.
Cardinal Van Tuan died 7 years ago this week after serving as president of the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace from 1994 to 2002. His beatification cause was opened in 2007. And once again, we were just listening to the director of the Skills Development Center for the Blind in Pakred, Thailand, Father Carlo Villardo, who was the recipient of the Van Tuan Solidarity and Development Prize this week here in Rome.